I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys, since it's Halloween, I thought I would do a little bonus for you guys. Now last week we were at Bobby Mackey's, and we had the privilege of having Bobby stop by the event and do a little interview with us in front of everybody. And then he actually sung his biggest hit, Johanna, which is obviously about Johanna, the young lady that supposedly was pregnant and died in the facilities after her father had killed her lover and father of the baby. And then she took her own life. At least that's the story. It's kind of been debunked over the years. But anyway, he wrote the song about it. And in this little interview, he actually talks a little bit about his time at Bobby Mackey's, his belief in spirits. And he talks about how that song came to be, and then we were able to convince him to play that song for us. So it's not really long, and the sound quality is not very good. Unfortunately, we didn't record it with our setup. It was recorded from, actually, Dolly Ruther recorded it out there with her cell phone. So thanks to Dolly for this one. But I hope you enjoy.
People were here last night to see Bobby perform.
Hey,
we can't see you. You got to clap.
Yeah.
I'm videoing.
I'm now. Nice.
I got the bloody bread. I got the bread.
Nice. That's a good place. We were there a couple weeks ago. All right. So, Bobby, I want to ask you a couple questions because everybody's always curious.
Okay.
This one's not a paranormal question. We were talking about this last night. So you got this place back in 1978. And correct me if I'm wrong. You had said back then basically that you needed to make a career decision on whether you wanted to head to Nashville and try to make it in, as a big star, or open up this place and take a career in a different path. Is that close?
You got it right. I made the decision to stay here, to get this place and stay here. I played other clubs just back in Cincinnati, out in Sharonville area. Tri-County area, three different clubs, and they were all within 10 minutes of each other over a period of 8 years. And it was either you get my own place or move to Nashville. And I'd been successful each club that I had played. When I'd go from one to the other, everybody followed. And so I opted for the more secure thing and got this place. But also in the back of my mind, by having my own place, I could go to Nashville anytime I wanted to. So that's the way it turned out. And glad to stay here because it's been a great 43 years.
I was going to say, 40-some years later, looking back, did you make the right choice?
Oh, yes.
All right, now I have another question. Paranormal-wise, I know you and your first wife were on the Phil Donahue show, correct?
Well, no, not exactly Phil. Jerry Springer.
That's what I meant, Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer.
The first one, but we were on several of those shows.
So you, back then, on the Springer show, you were quite the skeptic. Your wife was quite a believer, and you two actually had some conversations back and forth on there about, you know, what she believed in was not necessarily what you believed in.
But back then it was a lot earlier in the day here, and I had this on my mind, making this work, and I didn't want to be distracted by something like that. So I'm still not a believer, but I've softened some through the years because there are so many people like y'all, so many people that do believe, and I don't, I don't want to insult anybody with it, because we all have our beliefs. I believe there people can connect with something. I figured that out, and the way I like to explain it is, if you play an instrument, if you're playing a guitar, your brain has to connect with that. And what would be the difference if you connect with some supernatural? I don't know.
Have you seen anything here that to you is unexplainable, that you can't quite just say, I don't know, something seems off about it?
You know, not in some time. Back some years ago, when Carl was still here, it would always seem to happen when Carl was here, some kind of noise or something. One time, the punching bag is back there, but one time it was over here, the knockout machine. And I come in here by myself one night to get the quarters out of it. And I laid the flashlight down. I didn't even turn the light on. I just went right straight to the machine with the flashlight. I laid the flashlight on the table and was going to give me light to get in the machine. And all of a sudden, I saw a light flashing and crashed. It scared the dickens out of me. And it was the flashlight rolled off the table.
Rolled off or a ghost pushed it off?
I don't know if it hit the floor. But first I saw fireworks, like lights flashing. And then boom. So, I don't know. It scared me.
Johanna, obviously, is a song that a lot of people from the paranormal side associate you with. It's a great song, by the way, regardless.
It's the biggest record I've had.
It's an awesome song. And tell me, I've seen you in interviews explain how the inspiration came to write that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Doug Hensley wrote the book Hell's Gate. And of course, back up just a little, when I first came in here, and like I said, I didn't want to dwell on nothing to take my mind and energy off the nightclub itself. So Carl started trying to tell me things, strange things that would happen. And I was barely listening, and finally he got my attention. I said, what are you talking about? I said, if you're talking about, some ghost or something, don't you be talking about this. I don't want nobody to know it. Don't say nothing to nobody, and he didn't. About 10 years in here, Doug Hensley, a friend of mine, was writing short stories himself, and it was paranormal stuff. And he was reading one to me one time. I said, Carl's got a story about this place that's for real, he says. And he got excited and he starts picking at Carl to tell him stuff, and Carl wouldn't do it. And Doug would come to me and say, you gotta tell Carl to talk to me now. And they worried me to death, both of them. Finally I said, well, you've been trying to tell me for years, I don't care. I didn't figure it'd go anywhere anyway. But Carl started telling the story, and Doug wrote the book, and every chapter he wrote, I had to make sure everything was correct from my point of view and what I knew about anything. But then when the book was written, it was weighing on my mind that there needed to be a song go with it. So I was in Nashville in the studio doing some recording one day. And Danny Bailey, a friend of mine who's produced my music for years, I brought up the session was over, and I had mentioned to him before that we should write a song about this. And when I mentioned it then, he was sitting on the piano bench, and he turned around, and there was a guitar in the stand. He turned around and grabbed the guitar. He said, what year was that? And I said, I'm back in the 30s and 40s. And so there went the song. Danny helped me write it. And way back in the 30s in the little town of Wag.
Nice. So if these people out here were to get loud enough, could they possibly convince you to play that song for us today?
Woo! I would think so. Woo!
Holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.